Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for your time. How much did last week throw a spanner in the works?
Oh, look, massive spanner for everyone, and obviously bigger than footy and netball in general. So, look, going into the season, we knew it was a possibility. At some point, we had some contingency plans, some loose plans in place. And look, we were able to probably jump in with our clubs pretty quickly enough to decipher what was happening and decide on some actions.
So, obviously, this weekend, junior sport was able to come back. Obviously, the adults were doing some training. Has there been talk about when you can go back?
Yeah, look, it's certainly from a junior perspective, we spoke about that, and obviously at this point in time, keeping our competition, our grades of competition together, we're no further along to finding out when our senior comps have a green light to return to competition. We remain hopeful for the Queen's Birthday long weekend.
Well, having said that, fixturing obviously is... it's a delicate thing to do because, you know, you could have it this week and then all of a sudden, as we just found out with the spanner in the works, has there been any news in relation to fixture changes from last week's game or where does that sit?
Yeah, so look, we have made some moves to change the fixture a little bit. And look, it is all dependent on the health advice in the coming days and weeks. So what we've basically decided to do, look, a priority for us was to get through that first cycle of matches where each club plays each opposition at least once.
Yep.
And then we're comfortable we've sort of got an equal season that we can move forward with in one direction or another. So given that we missed rounds 7 and 8, we're looking to bring them in nice and quickly. So provided we can get that Queen's Birthday as our round 9 fixture will stay as our round 9 fixture.
Yep.
The following 2 weeks, we will look to play our round 7 and round 8, which were initially postponed.
Yep.
That'll get us at the end of June to that scenario where we played each other once. From there, obviously, with 7 and 8 being played after 9, that means 10 and 11 haven't been played.
Yep.
We do have a July general bye, and that was always a contingency for ours. For our season, that if we do lose a week, we can slide matches into that round. So what we'll do is actually pick up our round 10 and slide that into that July 3rd weekend.
Yep.
And then that leaves us with, after that, we'll be back at round 12. So round 12 to round 18 will play as per fixture. And that was one of the big considerations that we really wanted to leave the bulk of the fixture as it lied as best we could to save confusion and to assist with clubs that have planned events. Hopefully they can go forward.
Yep.
And then that would leave us with round 11, and we're going to play that the weekend after round 18, and then we'll slide our finals back 1 week each.
Yeah, sure. That makes perfect sense, and it is a logistical nightmare for sure. Cameron, crowds prior to obviously the stoppage of play due to the lockdown are very receptive towards the QR codes. They seem to, when I went to a few games, very happy to put in their details, and it seems that will still be the case.
Yeah, 100%. And then, look, I think everyone, that's the norm these days.
Yeah.
So whether you're at the footy or at a restaurant or anywhere, we know that's what we need to do to get back to where we want to be. So, I think crowds have been really respectful, and we thank everyone that comes along. Our matches are run by volunteers, and it's hard enough for our volunteers before we had this extra layer. But we do thank everyone for respecting what we need to do to get back to normal.
Cameron, really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
No worries at all.